And it is time to check in to find out what's happening in the world of showbiz. It's time to check in with my friend and yours, the one and only Lance Zeman, with this week's entertainment report. What's happening, Lance?
Dookie, rock star Corinne Zoid has launched her very own signature wine, Shiraz named Seyras. The wine is a complex red that is made and bottled by Enigma Wines and is oaked in small French oak barrels. Zoid said that it reminds her of mulberries, tobacco and pepper, and that it's the perfect combination for her midlife crisis. But she sees the wine as an ode to her 21 years of music and adventures. She joins a host of other celebrities who have ventured out in the food and beverage industry, such as F. Carl Pugh, who have their own beer, and Shane the Duke Wellington, whose American-style chicken wings leave a very moist taste on one's fingers. Taraji P. Henson has been announced as the host for the 2021 BET Awards that takes place at the end of the month. The theme for this year's event is Year of the Black Woman. And all hail the Queen, as Queen Latifah is set to be honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award. South African artist Elaine is up for Viewer's Choice Best New International Act. And Jack Black is set to star alongside Ice Cube in the comedy Oh Hell No, which will see him fall in love with Ice Cube's mom. I kid you not. The Spice Girls are celebrating the 25th anniversary of their debut single by releasing Wannabe 25. It's a limited edition vinyl cassette that features the track as well as a remix edit, demo version, and the previously unreleased track Feed Your Love. And Ed Sheeran took to Instagram to announce that his first new single in 4 years is coming out in the next couple of weeks. In her audiobook Words Plus Music, Sheryl Crow has spoken out about being sexually harassed by Michael Jackson's manager while she was on the road with the King of Pop back in 1987. And Dookie, it's the threesome that we've all been waiting for. Ryan Reynolds, Samuel L. Jackson and Selma Hayek return for the Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. The story picks up with a bodyguard forced into action by the hitman's volatile wife. Gary Oldman, Morgan Freeman, Richard E. Grant and Antonio Banderas co-star in my movie pick of the week, The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. And you got to go watch it in the cinema, buddy. And that's all I got for you. Stay safe, stay strong, stay hot, and remember to tune in to 102.7 from the 1st of July. I'll catch up with you next week.
All right. Thank you so much. That was Lance Zeman with this week's Entertainment Report. And remember, you can download the podcast of the Entertainment Report from the Apple iStore, the Google Play Store, and SoundCloud, thanks to the good folks at Solid Gold Podcast. All right, back to the music. The time is 9:23, and you are listening to the hottest party on the radio. With me, the Mad MC, it's the weekend! Happy Father's Day weekend to all the dads.